Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman member by Avram Goldar and Dir Mazekas Nazir, Daf Nun Vav, the seventh parak, Kohen Gadol. So the three tops we're going to focus on. Number one, after successfully challenging Rav Chisda's ruling that the days of a Metzorah can count towards a lengthy Naziris, Rav Ashi poses another challenge from a brice which derives that a confirmed Metzorah's days do not count towards his Naziris. Uman Nazir Bekever, Sesaru Ruili Tiglachas Naziris, if a Nazir who declared Naziris in a cemetery, whose hair is fit for shaving at the end of his Naziris, because he does not shave for his Tuma, ein oin lo min a minyan, yet those days do not count for him, yemei chaluta she'ein sa'ar ruhi l'tiglach his Naziris, lo kol shekein, then confirmed days of a Metzor, whose hair is not fit for shaving at the end of his Naziris, since he must shave for his Tzaras, is it not certainly so? The same applies to the counting days of a Metzor between the first and second shaving, but not to the Yemei Hiskero, his days of confinement, which do not require shaving. Since the Brisa states that his previous days are not forfeited, it must be discussing a lengthy Naziris of more than 30 days remaining, yet his days of Tzaras are not counted, which contradicts Rav Chisda's ruling on the previous daf. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Rabbi Eliezer said in the name of Yeshua, Kol tuma min hamet shenazir megaleh chaleh, any tuma from a corpse for which a nazir would shave, chayavin ala albiyas mikdash, one is chayav on its account for entering the mikdash. But kol tuma min hamet she'ein a nazir megaleh chaleh, and any tuma for which a nazir would not shave, ein chayavin ala albiyas mikdash, one is not chayav on its account for entering the mikdash. Ramir protested, Lo tezei kol min hasheretz, such tuma should not be more lenient than a sheretz for which a nazir does not shave, yet one is chayav for entering the mikdash when tamei from it. The Gemara wonders why Rabbi Eliezer directly quotes Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, since the Braisa quotes it from Yeshua bar Mamo in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. The Gemara concludes, Shma minal kol shmatisa de mesamra beis lasa. Learn from this that any teaching stated successively by three or more teachers, kadmai uvasrai amrinan mitziyai lo amrinan. We say the first and last sources, but we do not say the intermediate names. The Gemara provides another example of this principle. And pointing with you, the next Mishnah states, Rabbi Kiva related that he argued before Rabbi Eliezer, Mayim etzim kasa'or she'enu matame adam ba'ohel. If for a bone the size of a barley, which is not matame with ohel, hanazim megalecha maga'ova maso, yet another shaves based on touching or carrying it, revi'ez dam shu matame adam ba'ohel, then a revi'ez of blood, which is matame with ohel, eno din she'enazim megalecha maga'ova maso, does it not follow that another should shave for touching or carrying it? Rabbi Yehuda responded, Maze Akiva, ain't done in Kan Makal V'Chomer. What is this Akiva? We cannot reason here from Makal V'Chomer. When he presented his argument before Rabbi Yeshua, he responded, Yafa Marte El Ken Amru Halacha, you have spoken well. However, this is how the Halacha was said to Moshe at Har Sinai. The Gemara in the next off explains that since the requirement for a Nazir to shave based on bone tumor was taught as the Halacha of Moshe Sinai, other applications could not be derived from it, even through a Kal V'Chomer. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, after successfully challenging Rav Chisda's ruling that the days of a Metzorah can count towards a lengthy Naziris, Rav Ashi poses another challenge from a Brice which derives that a confirmed Metzorah's days do not count towards his Naziris. Uman Nazir Bekever, Sesaru Rui Li Tiglachas Naziris, if a Nazir, who declared Naziris in a cemetery, whose hair is fit for shaving at the end of his Naziris, because he does not shave for his Tuma, ein oin lo min a minyan, yet those days do not count for him. Yemei chaluta she'ein sa'ar ruhi l'tiglach his Naziris, lo kol shekein, then confirmed days of a Metzor, whose hair is not fit for shaving at the end of his Naziris, since he must shave for his Tzaras, is it not certainly so? The same applies to the counting days of a Metzor between the first and second shaving, but not to the Yemei Hiskero, his days of confinement, which do not require shaving. Since the Brisa states that his previous days are not forfeited, it must be discussing a lengthy Naziris of more than 30 days remaining, yet his days of Tzaras are not counted, which contradicts Rav Chisda's ruling on the previous daf. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Rabbi Eliezer said in the name of Yeshua, Kol tuma min hamet shenazir megaleh chaleh, any tuma from a corpse for which a nazir would shave, chayavin ala albiyas mikdash, one is chayav on its account for entering the mikdash. But kol tuma min hamet she'ein a nazir megaleh chaleh, and any tuma for which a nazir would not shave, ein chayavin ala albiyas mikdash, one is not chayav on its account for entering the mikdash. Ramir protested, Lo tezei kol min hasheretz, such tuma should not be more lenient than a sheretz for which a nazir does not shave, yet one is chayav for entering the mikdash when tamei from it. The Gemara wonders why Rabbi Eliezer directly quotes Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, since the Braisa quotes it from Yeshua bar Mamo in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. The Gemara concludes, Shma minal kol shmatisa de mesamra beis lasa. Learn from this that any teaching stated successively by three or more teachers, kadmai uvasrai amrinan mitziyai lo amrinan. We say the first and last sources, but we do not say the intermediate names. The Gemara provides another example of this principle. And pointing with you, the next Mishnah states, Rabbi Akiva related that he argued before Rabbi Eliezer, Mayim etzim kasaor she'enu matame adam ba'ohel, if for a bone the size of a barley, which is not matame with ohel, hanazer megalech ha'maga'ov ha'maso, yet another shaves based on touching or carrying it, Ravi's dam shu matame adam ba'ohel, then a Ravi is a blood, which is matame with ohel, eno din she'enazer megalech ha'maga'ov ha'maso, does it not follow that another should shave for touching or carrying it? Rabbi Yehuda responded, Maze Akiva, ain't done in kan makava chomer. What is this Akiva? We cannot reason here from makava chomer. When he presented his argument before Rabbi Yeshua, he responded, Yafa marte el ken amru halacha, you have spoken well. However, this is how the halacha was said to Moshe at Har Sinai. The Gemara in the next stuff explains that since the requirement for a nazir to shave based on bone tumor was taught as the halacha Moshe mi Sinai, other applications cannot be derived from it, even through makava chomer. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Nun Vav, and this one was suggested to us by Rabbi Shlomo Weissman from Passaic, New Jersey, and by Rabbi Moshe White from Edmonton, Alberta. They both suggested that Nun Vav is a shusher in shul going nu-nu, a shusher in shul going nu-nu. So here goes. The shusher who is agitated by the Nazir Metzor bemoaning his fate that his days of confirmed tzaras do not count towards his long naziris, told the man next to him to shush and only list the first and last names of the long list of teachers he was quoting. And then he went on to shush another man who wanted to learn that a nazir shaves on a ravis of blood from a kav v'chomer from an etzm kasaora. So once again, slow motion. The shusher, that must be worn off. Nun vav, a shusher and shul going, nu nu. The shusher was agitated by the nazir metzora bemoaning his fate that his days of a confirmed tzaras do not count towards his long naziris, which reminds us, after successfully challenging Rav Chisda's ruling that the days of a metzora can count towards a lengthy naziris, Rav Ashi poses another challenge from a brice which derives that a confirmed metzora's days do not count towards his naziris. If a nazir who declared naziris in a cemetery, whose hair is fit for shaving at the end of his naziris, because he does not shave for his tumah, in oinu min minyan, yet those days do not count for him, then confirmed days of a matzor, whose hair is not fit for shaving at the end of his naziris, since he must shave for his tzaras, is it not certainly so? So the shusher was agitated by the nazir matzora, bemoaning his fate that his days of confirmed tzaras do not count towards his long naziris, told the man next to him to shush and only list the first and last names of the long list of teachers he was quoting, which reminds us, any teaching from a long line of sources, we say the first and last sources, but not the intermediate names. So the shusher who was agitated by the nazir matzora, bemoaning his fate that his days of confirmed tzaras do not count towards his long naziris, told the man next to him to shush and only list the first and last names of the long list of teachers he was quoting. And then he went on to shush another who wanted to learn that a nazir shaves on a ravias of blood from a kal v'chomer from an etzim kasaora, which reminds Rabbi Akiva attempted to learn from an etzim kasaora that a ravias of blood requires a nazir to shave. When he presented his argument before Rabbi Yeshua, he responded, Yafa marta el ken amru halacha. You have spoken well, however, this is how the halacha was said to Moshe at Har Sinai. The Gemara in the next off explains that since the requirement for a nazir to shave based on bone tumor was taught as a halacha of Moshe Sinai, other applications could not be derived from it, even through a kal v'chomer. So once again, the shusher who was agitated by the nazir metzora, bemoaning his fate that his days of confirmed tzaras do not count towards his long naziris, told the man next to him to shush and only list the first and last names of the long list of teachers he was quoting. And then he went on to shush another who wanted to learn that a nazir shaves on a ravias of blood from a kal v'chomer from etzim kasaora. All right, so now it's time for a four blah back chazara. Daf Nun Beis. So the Siman Daf Nun Beis is a newbie to Yiddishkeit. So here goes. The hairy newbie to Yiddishkeit, that must be more on Daf Nun Beis. The hairy newbie to Yiddishkeit, who was a curator at the Anatomical Tumah Museum, was shocked when his pet chomet that was missing a leg, which reminds the Gemara brings a brice which derives that the shear for a shear tzimimitame requires until he touches a part of the net is tantamount to its entirety in significance, and the chomet assessed it to be the size of a lentil because a chomet, the small sherets, is the size of a lentil at its creation, so any part of a sherets this size is significant. The Gemara argues that if a creature missing a limb could still be matame, then a chomet even smaller than a lentil at its creation would be matame. The Gemara answers that a chomet cannot acquire a life force if it was missing any limbs. Only once alive could it continue living without a limb. So the hairy newbie to Yiddishkeit, who was a curator at the Anatomical Tumah Museum, was shocked when his pet chomet that was missing a leg knocked over an old spinal column on display, severing it from the skull, which reminds us, the Gemara poses a question, does the Mishnah mean a spinal column and a skull together are matame? Or perhaps it means either a spinal column or a skull is matame. The Gemara's first proof is rejected. So the Harry newbie to Yiddishkeit, who was a curator at the Anatomical Tumor Museum, was shocked when his pet chomet, that was missing a leg, knocked over an old spinal column on display, severing it from the skull, and then quickly ran to hide at the visiting display of six cases, where one rabbi ruled Tameh, and the majority ruled Tahor. Which reminds us, Gemara attempts another proof from a list of six cases, which Rabbi Akiva ruled Tameh, and the Rabban ruled Tahor, and Rabbi Akiva later retracted. The sixth case mentioned was a spinal column and skull combined from two corpses. Now, if a spinal column and skull would each be matame independently, then the list totals seven cases, not six. The Gemara offers four answers. Daf Nun Gimel. So the Simmer Daf Nun Gimel is a Nigerian prince. So here goes. The Nazir who didn't become Tame by being in the same room with the scary, hairy Nigerian prince? That must be on Daf Nun Gimel. The Nazir who didn't become Tame by being in the same room with the scary, hairy Nigerian prince holding a quarter cup of bones and a ravias of blood, which reminds us, the Gemara brings an early machlokes about the volume of bones and blood for Tumah through an Oel, and our Mishnah and the Mishnah and Oel reflect a later compromise. The basin after them said, a chetzi cup of bones and a chetzi log of blood are sufficient for all Tumah, but a quarter cup of bones and a ravias blood are sufficient only to be Matame, Truma, and Kachim. Avalola Nazva was a Pesach, but not for a Nazir to require shaving, although he's Tamei, or one performing a carbon Pesach. The Mishnah follows this position because it's a tradition received from Chagai Zachariah and Malachi. So the Nazir who didn't become Tamei by being in the same room with a scary, hairy Nigerian prince holding a quarter cup of bones and a ravias of blood as a limb with insufficient flesh to regenerate was lying on the floor, which reminds us, the Mishnah on Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis taught that only a limb with sufficient flesh to regenerate is Metamei through Ohel. About limbs with insufficient flesh, Rabbi Yochanan says, Ein a Nazir Megaleach Alehen, a Nazir would not shave because of them, even through touching or caring, and they do not convey to him at all. Rish Lakish says, Hanazim Megaleach Alehen, Hanazim Mashe because of them, meaning they do transmit Tumah through touching or caring, which is derived on the next daf. So the Nazir who didn't become Tamei by being in the same room with a scary, hairy Nigerian prince holding a quarter cup of bones and a ravias of blood as a limb with insufficient flesh to regenerate was lying on the floor, accidentally formed an ohel over a corpse holding a sword as he ran out and stepped out onto a field, which reminds us. Our Brisa teaches about the pasuk which states, "Because sheyiga al pnei hasad b'chal cherev o b'meis," and whoever touches on the open field the body of one killed by a sword or any corpse, it darshens each phrase to teach what is metamei through ohel. Al pnei hasad on the open field zehamayil al pnei hameis. This refers to one who forms an ohel over a corpse. Cherev harze kachala sword teaches that the sword is metamei like the body, meaning it can be metamei with ohel and impart the same degree of tuma as a corpse. Daf Nun Dalet, the similar Daf Nun Dalet is noodles, and we often use a pasta chef. So here goes. The hairy pasta chef Nazir, pasta chef, that must be on Daf Nun Dalet, noodles. The hairy pasta chef Nazir was thrilled he didn't have to shave for passing through a base of pras, where he touched a kli that touched a maize, which reminds us, the next Mishnah lists sources of tumah that a Nazir would not shave for contracting from them, either because their tumah is the rabban or because they're excluded. Including the list are schachus and pros, tumah transmitted from canopies or protrusions, a base of pras, a field in which a grave was plowed over and is rabbinically tameh, eretz ha'amin, the land of the nations, which is metameh, hagol of a dofik, the cover or walls of a coffin, v'kelim enogim a mace, and kelim that touched a corpse. So, the hairy pasta chef Nazir, who was thrilled he didn't have to shave for passing through a base of pras where he touched a kli that touched a maize, sat down to eat a bowl of noodles under a canopy formed by a tree branch and a stone protrusion from a wall, which reminds us, the Gemara defines schachos and pros. Schachos, ilan ha-mesach ha-arts, it's when a tree hangs over the ground, the tumah is under one of the branches, which is a tefach and width, creating an oel, but it's unknown which branch. Pros are protrusions extending out of a wall. Segments of stone extend out from a wall at a tefach and width and length, and the tumah is under one identified protrusion. One who passes under one of these branches or stone protrusions is rabbinically tamei, which does not require nazir to shave. So the hairy pasta chef Nazir was thrilled he didn't have to shave for passing through a base of pras where he touched a kli that touched a maize, sat down to eat a bowl of noodles under a canopy formed by a tree branch and a stone protrusion from a wall during his trip to Chutz Lartz, where tumah was decreed because of its airspace. Which reminds us, the Gemara asks about the nature of the tumah of land outside of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Ami Mishma Avir Gazra Leh, did they decree Tumah on the land of the nations because of its airspace to discourage people from leaving Eretz Israel? Or Dilma Mishum Gusha Gazra Leh, or perhaps they decreed it because of its soil out of concern for unknown graves. A nafkamina would be where one entered the airspace while protected from the Tumah of the soil, such as in a large container, which does not contract Tumah. Daf Nun Hei, so the Simmer Daf Nun Hei is a speed limit sign of 55. So here goes. The import of Harry speed limit signs, that must be more in Duff. Nun hey. The importer of Harry's speed limit signs who came to Chutzlarts in a carriage, which reminds us, the Gemara brings three alternative explanations in the Machlokas between Rebbe and Rebbe Yossi Rebbe Yehuda, in the case of one who enters Eretz Ha'amim, the land of the nations, in a carriage trunk or closet, which are impervious to Tumah. So the importer of Harry's speed limit signs who came to Chutzlarts in a carriage pulled out a sign when he saw a trunk full of utensils whizzing through the airspace over a corpse, not acting as an ohel, which reminds us, the Gemara refutes the explanation that the Machlokas was whether one holds ohel zaruk shmei ohel, whether a moving ohel is considered an ohel, proving the Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda holds that it is not considered an ohel, for he ruled in a case of a trunk full of utensils being thrown over a corpse, that they are tameh. So the import of Harry's speed limit signs, who came to Chutzlarts in a carriage, pulled out a sign when he saw a trunk full of utensils whizzing through the airspace over a corpse, not acting as an ohel, which was thrown by a nazir who was upset that his days of confirmed saras do not count towards his short naziras. Which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that a matzora's days of counting and days of confirmed saras are not counted towards his naziras. Rav Chisda qualifies this. They only taught this regarding a short naziras, but for a lengthy naziras, the saras days are also counted towards his naziras. They do not count for his short naziras simply because the matzora must shave his entire body at the end of his tahara process, and a nazir must have a 30-day growth of hair to complete his naziras. Rav Sharavia challenges him from our Mishnah, and Rav Chisda is refuted on the following daf. Alright, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf we have three alternative explanations in the Machlokes regarding one who enters Chutzlarts in a carriage trunk or closet? That's on daf. Nun hey. Good. Number 2. Which daf when a quarter cup of bones and a revius of blood are sufficient only to be metami truma and kadshim, but not for a nazir or one performing a carbon pesach? That's on daf. Nun Gimel. Good. Number 3. Which stuff you have a brisa which derives that a confirmed Mitzvah's days do not count towards his Naziras? That's on Dav. Nun Vav. Good. Number 4. Which of when any liquid poured into a container of tummy liquid is tahor and is not connected to the tummy liquid below except for Zifite honey and Sapiches? That's on Dav. Nun. Good. Number 5. Which stuff we have Rabbi Akiva's attempt to derive from a kal v'chomer from an etzem kasor that a revius of blood requires a nazir to shave? That's on Dav. Nun Vav. Good. Number 6. Which stuff does the Gemara define schachos and pros, canopies and protrusions? That's on Dav. Nun Dav. Good. Number 7. Which stuff we have that Rav Chisda taught that the teaching that a mitzvah's dates of counting and days of confirmed saras are not counted towards his naziris only applies to a short naziris? That's on Dav. Nun hey. Good. Number 8. Which stuff we have a question of an uber, a fetus, is considered an admixture in the mother's body or not because uber yerach imo? That's on Dav. Nun of. Good. Number 9. Which stuff we learn that any teaching from a long line of sources, we say the first and the last sources, but not the intermediate names? That's on Dav. Nun vav. Good. Number 10. Which daf do you whether a nazir would have to shave for touching or carrying limbs with insufficient flesh to regenerate? That's on daf. Nun gimel. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.